Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Our next guest on Darren Donick and Chase, Willie, you know, over the years, we've always liked to bring on smarter people, but this particular guest is not only smarter, but at least I'll speak for myself, he's smarter than me. But he also likes to take little shots, too, that I think you have enjoyed.
Hmm.
And I think somebody we worked with, George,
yes,
really enjoyed. Dr. Peter Cobb is on the line with us. He's a family physician at TriStar Medical Group down in Murfreesboro. Dr. Cobb, how you doing?
I'm well, guys. How are y'all doing?
Well, it's been an interesting week, to say the least. And, you know, there's no manual for this. And when something new pops up like this, it's one thing to have it in our world because we're still talking sports, but we're trying to figure things out. But in your world, it's a little bit different. I have to believe when something like this is going on, especially the week that we've just endured, everybody that comes through your doors has got a million questions. And, you know, and I'd like to know, how have you handled, you know, this approach this week with your patients?
So it's obviously I have two kids in college. They're coming home, so it's affecting all of us as well. It's kind of been a surreal thing. You know, I actually haven't had a ton of questions in the office yet, but the way I'm preparing myself is basically just trying to learn as much about the virus as possible and trying to educate patients and just go through it like that.
Okay, so with that being said, then what have you learned?
Well, if you were to ever invent a perfect virus, this one is kind of it. What makes it so difficult to pin down is that in a lot of patients, especially young and middle-aged patients, we might have mild or no symptoms, and so it makes screening very difficult unless you can screen the whole population. Obviously, right now we're behind the eight ball because we don't have tests available. Even if you came into my office, you have to meet certain criteria to even be sent to a place to get screened. So when somebody has symptoms that could be consistent with this virus, we can't even give them answers. And when we do, it can take up to 48 hours to get the results back. So it's pretty difficult there. So it's a fluid situation. It's difficult. That's why you see policy changing. That's why you see sporting events change and shut down and colleges shutting down. They just don't know. And frankly, I don't think we know how far into the future this is going to go.
Roughly, and I'm hitting you with something I don't know if you know the answer to or not, but you've been doing this for a long time, and you know in the winter
time. You're calling me old is what you're saying.
Well, considering we're about the same age, I would never say that.
Okay.
You're older. How about that? Older and seasoned.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people you see for just the flu every winter, and have you seen the numbers go up? And I guess the follow-up to that is, when you're doing your testing to figure out what's going on with the patient and it's the flu, and let's say for all the patients that you saw this winter season when it was cold and that was going around, there's no testing, right? They may have had the virus and there would be no way to know, correct?
Are you talking about the coronavirus?
Yes.
Yeah, so right now, nobody that was in my office, am I even allowed to test for that or send somewhere to get tested? They are now trickling into the area where you can actually get the test. And, of course, as I mentioned, it can take up to 2 days to get that back.
That's what I'm saying. You could have had somebody, you could have had patients in
absolutely.
Your office that
yes.
were carrying the virus.
Correct.
And there was no way to know, correct?
Correct. That's right. Now, if I do a flu test and it's positive, then we know it's not coronavirus. We see several patients a day that come in with flu-like symptoms, fever, chills, cough, with a fever and a negative flu test. So then what do you do with them, right? That's the conundrum.
Dr. Peter Cobb is on the line with us. We're trying to get some basic questions answered, as so many of us who see the world largely through the sports prism, our world changed yesterday, our everyday lives are changing, and we may not have paid a whole lot of attention up until now, quite honestly. I would fit into that category. So, Dr. Cobb, as I try to change my awareness level, and maybe some people fall into the same category, what should we be thinking about, even if we're feeling healthy right now, to try to do our part to keep the spread at a minimum?
Well, I think educating yourself on how it's transmitted, which after some epidemiologic studies, it's really been found to be transmitted through respiratory droplets. So it's not airborne. Obviously, you want to be, I guess they say, 6 feet away from somebody. So if you get, you know, get hit directly with a cough or sneeze, but short of that, the way you pick it up is through the virus being shed onto surfaces, and then you picking it up on your hand. It's transmitted through mucous membranes, so mouth, nose, and eyes. So if you can keep washing your hands and then keeping your hands away from your face, in theory, you should be protected against it. That's easier said than done, obviously.
These are all decisions that are now trickling down to us, with the major sporting events being, as the hockey world is called, hitting the pause button here, and major sporting events being canceled altogether, like the NCAA tournament. I think a lot of people are probably trying to make decisions on a lower level, youth sports events, rec league events, gatherings of those types. What should those people be aware of as they try to make the right decision?
Well, I think, and I'm obviously not in charge of policy, but I do think that erring on the side of caution is the way to go, because the problem is not so much if you have a rec league full of kids. If they get the virus, they're going to be fine. But the problem is that when they leave and transmit it to a bunch of kids, and then they go see grandma or grandpa or, you know, people that are more susceptible to the virus, that's where we get more of a community problem. So it's not really, I'm traveling tomorrow on a plane. I'm not afraid of getting it myself. But the problem is I don't want to give it to anybody else, including patients and parents and things like that. So it really needs to be a societal protection so that we can protect those most susceptible to it.
Dr. Peter Cobb is with us here on Darren Donick and Chase. And Dr. Cobb, we have a couple of questions that people have submitted via our text line. So I'll start with Courtney's. If you are quarantined, how long will the virus live on like bedding, furniture, car seats, et cetera?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the evidence is that the virus is pretty hardy and can live as long up to, and I may be corrected if I'm wrong, but I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of a week to 9 days. It can actually live outside a body. So, and you can be considered, if you've tested negative, for 14 days is the quarantine period. So that for somebody is how long they need to be quarantined to be considered free of the virus.
And so that's a lot different than people that are walking around with the flu or common cold, and they're touching doorknobs and everything.
I actually don't know how long flu lasts outside the body. It's transmitted in a similar fashion, which is respiratory droplets. So they're transmitted in similar fashion.
Ron wants to know, what about pets? Can they get it or transmit it?
So the pets that we live with cannot get it, but coronavirus is one of the few viruses that can actually go between humans and animals. This one was thought to come from, obviously, Wuhan, China, but through some of their open markets in which they have some live animals. So coronavirus, if it is one of the few viruses that can go between humans and animals, but you don't have to worry about your dogs and cats with this one.
Brandy asks, are there two strands of the virus? I keep hearing stories of some people getting hit harder than others.
There are. I'm not going to speak as an expert on the different strands of the virus. There are several strands of coronavirus. I don't know what they're coming back as in terms of when people are tested. The thought is to, you know, young kids are susceptible to flu. They're really not that susceptible to this. And the thought is because a lot of young kids in daycares and the like have coronavirus, they're in contact with a lot of different coronaviruses, and therefore that probably imparts some immunity to them. So that is one suspicion as to why they're more protected. Obviously, as people get older, it becomes much more dangerous for them, and that's the risk.
In contact sports, that's one thing, but we'll end with this. The Masters has been postponed. All the PGA events for the foreseeable future have been postponed, I think, definitely through the month of March. NASCAR just came out today and postponed their next two events. For people that are wondering, like I said, it's one thing to play a basketball game or a hockey game in front of nobody, but still you've got the contact, as you were just talking about, with those athletes. For sports where there is no real contact, like golf and you know, auto racing, where they're just sitting in a car with the, why do you think those sports would still go on and cancel and choose not to go on, let's say, with, in golf's case, no gallery, nobody in attendance, a NASCAR race just at the track, and go on? How would you answer that?
That's a good question, Darren. I can't speak to policy on. Obviously, I think this thing has generated a momentum, and nobody wants to make "quote unquote" a wrong decision. So, if a golfer, a PGA golfer, comes down with this and they continue to have events, or I don't think the commissioners of those groups wants to be responsible for that. So, I think one of its momentum. And two then is also just the unknown with this virus. How long is it going to be here? When will we see a peak? We would like to think that as summer months come, viruses don't do as well with hot weather, that hopefully we'll see a flattening, if not a decrease and decline in the virus. But I think honestly, nobody really knows right now. And so therefore just the prudent thing is to err on the side of caution, because as you guys have mentioned, it is sports and there are more important things like our grandparents for right now. And until we fully get a handle on what we're dealing with and how long it's going to be around, it's difficult to put people in danger, or at least the perception of putting people in danger. So that's how I would answer that.
Well, I think it's the right answer. We appreciate your time. We know you're a busy man and you're in demand, and so thanks for blocking out a few minutes for us.
Guys, I appreciate the line, and Darren, you're due for a physical. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, I appreciate you not taking any shots today. That I kind of escaped this interview, really.
We've got the number. You gave the number to Elijah. Maybe you should set your appointment here while you're at it here,
well,
Darren.
Yeah,
I can. I know how to use the computer, Darren. I can get you down.
My people will be in touch with your people.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Dr. Peter Cobb, who's a family physician, our family physician, with TriStar Medical Group down in Murfreesboro. We will come back and wrap up the second hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.